Hello and welcome to Effective Prayer and Effective Action with Jim Collier. You are listening to our program, Effective Prayer and Effective Action. If you're tuning in once again and you're looking for changing our region through prayer, well, this is it. We just changed the name to more fully reflect. Reflect what we're about. Okay, I think I'm gonna leave that in the program just so you know that this is coming to you live from the we want to finish up our series on establishing communities today, just bring it to a close, and then we'll go on to something else next week. Establishing communities. Our program, Effective Prayer and Effective Action, is sponsored by Pray for Our Cities, PFOC, P.O. Box 1755, Harrisburg, PA 17105-1755. You can call us at area code 717-238-5621. You can email us at penelcfi, that's P-E-N-I-E-L-C-F-I, at AOL.com. Okay, establishing communities. You know, this has been a little journey here, and some of you have stuck with us, and some of you have just kind of drifted off, but we're going to finish it up here today anyway. If we were to use other terminology, it would probably be planting churches, but not just establishing organizations, because, see, a lot of organizations have been established, but they never turn into communities. They never have life, real life flowing in them, and that's what we want to look at here today. Community, common plus unity. People with common interests living in a particular area in our context who share together, care together, grow together. Let me read a verse of scripture. We'll take off from there. We've been looking at Romans 14:15, and once again, looking at Romans 14:1 from the Message 1 and 2. Welcome with open arms fellow believers who don't see things the way you do, and don't jump all over them every time they do or say something you don't agree with, even when it seems that they are strong on opinions but weak in the faith department. Remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently. Treat them gently. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. And Father God, none of us really know how to establish a community. It's something that takes place when we love each other, when we reach out to one another, when we share the journey. And so, Father God, today, just whatever comes forth today, just let it be your will, your desire. Let it not just be information, but let something be released, Father God, of your heart. And we give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's talk once again about this whole dynamic of acceptance. The reality of the revelation of acceptance is that it's a process that takes time. I mean, it just takes time, and there's no way of getting around it. And in order to have the time for it to take place, there has to be a certain commitment. There has to be a commitment that you're going to share the journey, and you're going to stick together and see it through. We share before that it happens when somebody's willing to model vulnerability. In other words, somebody's got to be real. People identify with fellow strugglers. They don't identify with supermen or superwomen. And so as we learn to confess our sins one to another, we actually help other people in their pursuit of spiritual growth. They see that we have struggles, we have problems, and so they recognize, hey, this is for me because I have struggles and I have problems. So we got to learn to be patient with one another and with ourselves, too, along the journey. The reality is that we are where we are, and we need each other to move forward. We need each other to move forward. Let me touch on just a couple challenges in terms, and let me clarify what I mean. Now, I'm not saying that you should go out somewhere and try to start a church. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that even where you are, I mean, whatever church you attend, you need to find some other people there in that congregation that you can share the journey with. And it goes beyond just friendship. That's a part of it, I would think. But it's where you are one anothering, as we've shared before. It's where you... it's what Jesus was talking about when he said, "If two or three are gathered together in my name," and it's when you intentionally begin to gather together in His name, you know. And I don't want to get into all the examples because I don't want to limit you, but I mean, it could be anything. Let's just pray. Father God, we thank you, we praise you, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised, so worthy to be praised. And Father God, we just ask for your will to be done today. Let your will be done today, Father God, in all that we say and all that we do, that you would get honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You ladies listening, I mean, it could just be getting together over tea or something like that once a week, or have a little Bible study or something. And it goes beyond just the programs. Now, and like I said, I'm not saying that you're supposed to go start a church somewhere, but it goes beyond just the programs that are organized maybe by your church. Bible studies, the worship services and everything, that's fine and all good, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you can have some time just to get together and just share together and grow together. Maybe you might do that over tea or have breakfast together once a week or every other week. Maybe it might be a little Bible study that you're having where you have time to talk. You know, not someone just teaching, but you have time to talk and discuss and open up the dynamics of a community. I think I've shared this before, but one of the most valuable times that we have in our congregation is when we get together on a Saturday morning. We just get around the table and different ones take turns, you know, sharing. And we really come into a place of real good understanding. Plus, we get to know one another a little better, too. I mean, it's good stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Now, before I've shared this, but I'll share it again, there are challenges to establishing communities. Why? Because each of us are individuals being challenged to be a part of a larger community. Listen, each of us are individuals and being challenged just to be a part of a larger community that's two or three. You see what I'm saying? So just imagine the dynamics that take place and the challenges of people called you think you're called to be a part of a community that is, say that your church has 1,000 people. Come on now, that's really impossible. I mean, well, to effectively have community in that dynamic, I mean, you would have to have community with two or three or smaller group, and then that smaller group is a part of a larger group and possibly part of even a larger group. But that's the dynamic. It's a networking type of thing that takes place. Each of us are challenged to be a part of a larger community, and let me just say it this way then. The community itself is challenged to be a part of the even larger community, which is the Christian community, the body of Christ. And you could look at the dynamics of city, state, region, or whatever. You know, we're really big on organizing things. Once again, what are some of the challenges? Let me just... I want to close this up today, so let me just review a little bit. Well, some of the challenges to establishing community are that we're real strong on opinions. And I've said it before, if you don't think you're strong on opinions, well, you're wrong. I mean, let me confess, I'm strong on opinions. Man, I'm opinionated. You know, but you're opinionated too. And see, so we're strong on opinions, and that's a challenge that really can get in the way of effectively establishing communities. But if we will stay together and press beyond that, we'll find that some of your opinions are good, some of my opinions are good, but our opinions are not law. And so, you know, even though we always think that we're right, we find that we're not. And so we learn to grow together. Another challenge is we're resistant to the idea, because we're strong in opinions, we're resistant to the idea to see truth may be revealed in layers. I mean, You might think that you know the truth, but then you find that you only know part of it. And so truth is usually revealed in layers. And then another thing is the fact that we tend to be very argumentative. It's not enough that we're strong in opinions, but we tend to be very argumentative. You know, if I have an opinion about something and you don't agree with me, well, my tendency is to get a bad attitude or, not think too highly of you because you don't agree with me. Or I might feel strong that day and decide that I'm going to try to force my opinion on you. That's a challenge. It's a real serious challenge. Another challenge to establishing community is that as the scriptures were bringing out, we're strong on opinion, but we're real weak in the faith department. Now you might say, well, Pastor Jim, I'm not weak in the faith department. Yeah, you are. Comparatively, you are weak in the faith department. You're not actively living in the knowledge of the truth that you already know in the Word. Not in every area. See, what happens, especially in the United States of America, what happens is that we got more information than we got time to really process it out. I mean, we're being overwhelmed with information. If you're listening to this podcast and you're in another country, that might not be the case for you. You know, you might have the time and different things, but I'm just talking about the cultural dynamic that takes place in the United States of America. And I think in most areas now in the world, because of the internet, make sure that you take the time to process what you're learning so it becomes a part of your life if it's the truth. See, we're not actively living in the knowledge of the truth that we already know from the Word. Or what happens is that, we start to live by our emotions. We're living by our emotions or reason without faith. Or we have an unwillingness to just take a risk. You know, faith sometimes can be spelled risk most of the times. You know, when you're being called to walk by faith, you're in a place of tension between where you are and where God's calling you to be. And you got to learn how to process that and learn how to live with that if you're going to walk by faith. And it's not a comfortable feeling, but it's something that's necessary. Well, I want us to spend some time praying today, but hopefully, what we can do, all of us, and like I said, it doesn't matter where you're at or what organization that you belong to. I just want something to be released in all of our hearts to know that God has called us to establish community. And some of you right now listening to this program, maybe you're not a part of a larger an organization, an established organization. Here in Harrisburg, we have an established organization called Pinal Christian Fellowship International. That's an established organization. And some, even though we're not real super large, some people in our organization are really not a part of community. And now others who are the real life of the organization are in community. And that's where the life flows. As pastor, you know, the lead struggler in this journey, it's my hope and it's my desire that all of us would be a part of community and avail ourselves of the value that there is in sharing the journey together and being a fellow struggler. Keep it real. But you know, maybe you're listening, and right now you're not hooked in. You don't have any other Christians in your lives on a regular basis who can encourage you and who you have an opportunity to encourage also. Well, I would encourage you right now over the radio program to find someone else that you can share the journey with. And I mean, if you're in Harrisburg, you can come out and share it a little bit with us. We're not a closed unit. Anybody can come, and maybe you're listening and you used to be a part of what we're attempting to do, and you want to get hooked back in. Maybe you always like Pinal, you always like some of the things we did and some of the ways that we chose to do this journey. Well, listen, you can come back, and when I say come back, just hook up with somebody who's in the community. You don't have to come to a service, but if you know somebody that's in community with us, just give him a call or hook up with him some way. You understand what I'm saying? And if that evolves into you maybe sharing our celebration service together with us, that's wonderful. That's fine. And next thing you know, you maybe you're hooked into some of the things we're doing. At the time that this program is going on, we had to reschedule an event that we were doing called Willing for Wells, which is even as a small community, we're going to raise money to drill a freshwater well over in Africa. And it's been rescheduled, I think it's March the 11th. Now, if the 11th doesn't fall on the Sunday, it's the Sunday that's the closest to that. And it's out at the Star Skating Rink. And if you want more information, I think it starts at 4:15. If you want more information, just give a call to area code 717-238-5621. That's 717-238-5621. And my wife or someone else will get back to you and give you some more information. We'd love to have you join us. But see, that's the kind of stuff we do. And I like to see us do it more and more and more and more and more. And I'd like to see us start doing some projects in the inner city here in Harrisburg more. We have in the past. We've done some different things. But I want to see us do some more things, practical things. Well, let's see what I'm going to do here now. Kind of just rambling here today, huh? Well, another challenge is that we tend to live by our emotions, or some of us are the other way. We live by reason, you know, or we live by our heads, intellect, without faith, without trust. And like I said, we're unwilling to take risks. Well, what should we do? I mean, what should we do to help establish community? Well, if you find someone else or someone else, some others, to share the journey, one of the things you need to do is recognize that we all have our own history to deal with. We all have our own history to deal with. We're all not at the same place. We all have not gone through the same thing. So just recognizing that and being gracious that we all have our own history to deal with. Another one that I could share here about being gracious is being gracious, being gentle. You know, don't tear my head off if I'm not what you expect me to be, you know. Learn to welcome with open arms other believers. Don't jump over them every time they do or say something you don't agree with. And always keep in mind that the Lord called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And see, he's called us to be the term we use a lot of times is evangelistic or outreach. And also another thing that I always encourage people at Pinal is that, you know, don't be afraid to be involved in the lives of other people who we use the term attend another church. See, we're all the church. But don't be afraid to do that, too. Fellowship with the other community of believers. And we use the term churches. Don't be afraid to do that. Recently, we didn't have a Sunday service. You say, you didn't have a Sunday service? I'm not telling you what to do. I don't want you to be shocked or anything like that, you know. But no, we didn't. We chose to make it available so that everyone could be involved with the Willing for Wells. So we didn't have a Sunday service. One of the things we said was, you know, go visit somewhere else if you want to. Or we made the podcast available. We put it on CDs on Establishing Community. So you might want to listen to this and discuss it. Or, you know, whatever you want to do. Have a little time together with your family. And that, you know, I'll just share with you as a pastor, that can be kind of frightful. You know, it's like, wow. But you learn to just flow with the Lord. And I believe it was the Lord's will. And only good's going to come out of it. Before we pray, let me just kind of bring this all together. Let me bring it all together. What we got to have working in our hearts is we got to have an increased willingness to just share the journey together. Now, what does that mean? I can't clearly define it all for you. I really can't. You know, there's a lot of books out, man, and people write books and they try to give you all the different principles and the different steps. And I read some of these things, but let me tell you something. I can't really define it, what it means totally to have an increased willingness to share the journey. All I can say is that you need to do it. I think the more we recognize that it is a journey and it's a process, we got to be willing to include other people in it. Another thing we got to do is we got to learn to maintain a desire to not just endure the journey, because see, the journey can be somewhat tough at times, but we got to learn to enjoy the journey together by worshiping God and honoring Him and just keeping it real, by loving, honoring others, learning to see Him working in and through each one of us and through it all, through the process. We gotta learn to participate more in whatever community God will hook us up in by caring one for another, you know. And the most basic unit in these communities I'm talking about is just one other person. That's the most basic unit, and it can grow beyond that. But you know, how do you express it? Well, give each other a phone call every now and then. Just say, "How you doing? I don't really want anything. Just want to see how you're doing," you know. Get someone to call and say, "Hey, let's go for coffee or tea, or you know, let's just sit down for a while and just share. I haven't seen you for a while. Go by their house, or you know, different things like that." Just learning to participate more in community by caring for one another. That's body life. That's a term most of us have heard as Christians, and then also. In closing here, purposefully, intentionally reaching out to others, reaching out to other people. It's not a closed community. Reach out to others, those who have not confessed Jesus as Lord. Reach out to others who are still maybe struggling with the whole issue of whether they are Christian or not. Reach out to others, purposely reach out to other people through practical ways, practical service in our community. You may want to volunteer for something if your church community does not have effective ways for you to outreach. You might want to volunteer for something and just get involved in a volunteer organization or do something to help someone else and to reach out more. And not just through our words, you know. A lot of times we want to witness to people about Jesus, and that's good, but make sure that your actions are in line with what you say. And then also, if you have good community taking place in what we call our church, if you have good community taking place there, then you could, yeah, listen, you can invite someone else to experience what you're experiencing, but make sure you're experiencing it. You're not just inviting them to come to a service, but you're inviting them to experience something. Amen. Well, let's just pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this program today, Lord. It was kind of rough. I found myself stumbling at times, Father, but I trust that what you wanted to come out came out. And Lord, I just pray that you will touch those who are listening to this radio program or this podcast right now. Lord, you know my heart, and I was just trying to share what you put on my heart, that all of us need to have community. And Lord, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, Lord, that in the days that we're living in, we need to have other people in our lives. And so, Father God, I pray that this whole revelation of community will begin to just saturate those listening, saturate all of our lives. I pray, Father God, that there would be something that would be stirred up, a desire to have community and a desire to be a part of community. And Lord, it would be like a fire starting, and it would just spread and spread and spread and spread and spread. And Father God, I'm not asking for a certain form, but Lord, however you choose for that, for community to be worked out, let it be worked out, Lord. In some people's lives, it's going to be worked out in just two or three together. In other people's lives, it might be a little bit larger community, but it's still going to be worked out in maybe that framework. But Lord, whatever framework it is, I just pray that all of us have the joy of experiencing community and having someone else in our lives who really cares for us and really loves us. Father God, I was just thinking that in some people, even in a marriage, just two people, but they don't even really experience community in their marriage. And so I pray for marriages today, Father God. I pray that that community will take place in that marriage. Man. Phew. Lord, it was your idea you said it wasn't good for man to be alone. Man needed community. And so, Father, I just pray that at least in a marriage, there should be community, and in a family, there should be community in that home with the husband and the wife and the children. Father God, I just pray more and more and more and more and more. And Lord, I pray for families right now. I pray for my family, Lord God, that we will find ourselves coming together more and more and more and experiencing community. God, to have the joy of seeing you in the midst. You said, there will I be in the midst. And so the joy of discovering, Lord Jesus, that not only do you move in my life or each one of our lives individually, but you move really more effectively when two or three or more of us gather together and choose to honor and love one another and respect one another and care for one another. I pray for the lonely today, Father God. There are some lonely people today. I pray for the lonely. I pray for the homeless, Father God. Many suffering with mental illnesses and different issues and different things right now, and isolated and lonely. I remember, Father God, that you could be in a crowd of people, but yet still be lonely and be isolated. And so I pray for the homeless today, Father God, that they would find themselves clothed and in their right mind. Pray for the widows, older people, Lord, many very lonely. I pray right now. I pray, Lord, that there would just be an outbreak of community that would take place. Oh, my God. And I pray, Lord, that maybe someone might find themselves somewhat isolated and they can't seem to get to anyone else. And they could be, whether incarcerated or whatever, but I just pray that, Father God, they would know that you're right there with them. You're right there with them. And Lord, you love us. You love each one of us. There's not a person listening to the sound of my voice, not a person not listening to the sound of my voice, whom you do not love. So I just pray right now, Father God, that all of us would experience love, true love, and what that is. And Lord, I cry out for revival. I cry out for a movement to start, dear God, of your people, Lord, who are no longer willing to just have the appearance of church. I pray for your people who are no longer willing to talk about community, but they want to have it working and active in their lives, Lord, and to have others in their lives that they can share with and they can care with and they can grow together with and can pray one for another. Let that be released right now. Who can, with a joy, just share about different things opening up in your word and how it's becoming alive to them, Lord God. And Lord, just as Eugene Peterson took the word and broke it down in the common language, Lord God, may all of us take the word and break it down in the common language and learn to speak it and share it and experience what it really means. What it really means. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, as we close this program here today, we just want to give you praise because we just want to recognize again, our God, that it's not all about us, but it's all about you. We spend time talking about the struggles and the different things we have, different things we have to deal with. But Lord, even in the midst, we recognize that in community, in the midst of community, there's you. Without you, there can be no real community. And so we give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory here today, thanking you and loving you and just continuing to grow in our desire to be with you. In Jesus' name, amen.